yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Growing Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight, we are going to be continuing on with myths and medicine. Myth: synthetic drugs are the same as natural drugs. The problem for drug companies is that natural drugs cannot be patented. As a result, there is minimal return on investment on natural remedies. Drug companies would rather take a natural remedy and create a synthetic compound resembling the original but not identical, which can then be patented as a new compound, which means it's never existed since the world was formed. It's never existed in nature previously. In order for the drug company to have all the rights and money associated with that drug for the next 20 years. So, all drugs are based on natural remedies. Natural remedies are things which have existed for eons. The drug company comes in and they take a drug, let's say sugar. And sugar is natural, so they cannot patent sugar. So they go into the lab and they find a compound which is similar to sugar, which does the same thing as sugar. All right? 80% of synthetic drugs are derived from known natural remedies. Your DNA, 23 chromosomes from mom and 23 chromosomes from dad, has all the information that has accumulated from all your ancestors since the dawn of time. That's correct. Your ancestors, everything they do are recorded in their chromosomes or DNA. They pass it on to their descendants. The day you were born with all the knowledge of your parents and your ancestors. Correct. Everything they knew, you knew. That means that if your parents were pianists, you would have the knowledge on how to play the piano in your genes. And so if you pick up, you go on a piano, it will come to you naturally because you already have that information. You know, I think of the movie, with Keanu Reeves in it, where he was, he learned all the moves, where he can jump and run. Anyway, in that movie, he had all the information in his DNA, and he started learning all those things, and suddenly he was able to do all those things. Well, it's the same way with your body. You know, so in your chromosomes, you have all the information from your parents the day you were born. Now, that means that all the foods that your ancestors ate, you have knowledge of, and your body has knowledge of. So, you know, I tell people that the first time that your ancestors ate broccoli or mushrooms or cauliflower or tomato, they probably got sick because when it went into their bodies did not know what it was. They did not have the enzymes to break it down. And so each time they ate it, the body began to learn. It's as if I said to you, you know, that chair there, I want you to take it apart for me. Or that car you have, I want you to take it apart. Guess what? You probably won't know how to take it apart because you don't have an owner's manual. Without the owner's manuals, you can't do it. Well, when you put a synthetic substance into your mouth, your body says, whoa, what is this? I've never seen it before. I don't know what it is. Am I supposed to kill it? Destroy it? Am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do? What is it for? Your body says, should I sick my immune system on it? Should I send it to the liver to destroy it? Your body does not know. When you take a natural substance in your body doesn't even know whether it made it or not, because it is exactly like what the body has always had. So, in other words, if your ancestor survived the bubonic plague in 2100 BC, your DNA, which is like a computer, will have the memory of how it killed the deadly virus. Therefore, if the bubonic plague were to strike again today, you would most likely survive. Your body knows how to handle natural drugs. Your liver knows how to break down natural drugs because it has all the enzymes, minerals, and cofactors necessary to, required to break these down. When you ingest a synthetic drug for the first time, your body takes notice. It says, this, what is this? It goes through all that. The synthetic drug lands on the cells and tries to do what the natural drug does. This can cause over and over stimulation of cells. For instance, estrogen. Estrogen helps the body grow and multiply. That's what it tells the cell. When estrogen lands on a breast cell, it tells the breast cell to grow and multiply. All right. When the breast cell has multiplied and grown enough, it kicks the estrogen off of the receptor. Now, when you take a synthetic estrogen, it lands on the cell the same way natural estrogen does. And it tells the cell to grow and multiply. The cell starts growing and multiplying. When the cell says, you know, I've grown enough, I've multiplied enough, time to get go, it tries to push the synthetic estrogen off. Unfortunately, the synthetic estrogen doesn't do that. It sticks on there and pushes the cell to grow and divide more, and eventually that cell can become cancerous. So that's how that works. Now, it takes a drug company about 10 years and about $1 billion to make a new synthetic drug. That's $500 million for the process, laboratory testing, clinical trials, FDA approval, and $500 million for the advertising. Let's say that after 6 years and $400 million spent on a new drug, the clinical trials show a lot of side effects. That is the drug company. What is the drug company to do? The drug is too big to fail. That's right. Too big to fail. The drug company hides the data. If the pill was going to cost $17, the drug company ups the cost to $20 and puts $3 per pill into the kitty for future lawsuits that they know will come. To get the physician to order the drugs for the patient, the drug company forces the doctor to listen to them. They advertise to the patients, telling them to ask their doctors for the synthetic drug. The doctor, not wanting to sound uninformed, accepts the drug's representative pitch with open ears. He looks at the favorable research data. As the patient requests the drug, the physician eagerly prescribes it. The patient gives him props for being so well informed. You have to remember something. Doctors don't know about new drugs until a drug rep gives them the information. That's correct. The new drugs come out all the time. And traditionally, the rep would call up the doctor, says, hey, I have a new drug to talk to you about. And they would bring the doctor some samples, and they'll take the doctor out to dinner, and they'll do all kind of nice thing for the doctor, and the doctor said, come on over. Well, the government got involved, and the drug companies could no longer give the doctors samples, and they couldn't do all the lavish things they used to do for the doctor. So when the drug rep called the doctor wasn't getting any free. He said, no, it's okay, I'm busy. So the drug company says, you know what? We're going to get around that. So now the drug company says, you know what? We're just going to advertise to the patients, and we're going to tell the patients, ask your doctor if this drug is good for me. So the doctor is sitting there, and he sees this commercial about this new drug. He doesn't know anybody this new drug. The drug rep calls him up, or he calls up the drug rep, and the drug rep says, oh, let me give you some information about this new drug. He says, come on in. The drug rep comes in, gives him all the favorable data about the drug, and tell him how great it is, and the doctor feels great. The patient comes in later, says, I heard about this new drug. The doctor says, oh, I know all about it. Let me write you a script for it. The patient gets a script, and the drug company is very happy with this. That's how doctors find out about drugs, and that's how it starts. So anyhow, the drug company is forcing the doctor to listen to them. Years later, when all the side effects occur, the FDA pulls the drug from the market because there have been a lot of side effects. Now, the drug company doesn't care because they had already put aside a rainy day fund. They give that money to the lawyers. The lawyers are happy. The drug company is happy. The drug company made their medicines. You know, there's been over 100 different drugs that the FDA, which gave approval on these drugs, have had to pull from the market. Imagine how many people have been sick and suffered from this. How much suffering? How many deaths has arisen from these drugs? If one patient dies from a physician malpractice, he goes under intense scrutiny and his license could be pulled. The FDA has caused untold pain, suffering, and deaths, yet no scrutiny. You hear from patients, I won't take it if it is not FDA approved. That's what they say. I won't take it if it's not FDA approved. Therefore, if it is cost prohibited. You see, here's the problem. Natural substances cannot be patented. Therefore, a company would not spend the money to get FDA approval on a new drug because it's not going to be their, they will not own it properly. It will be owned by everyone. So therefore, natural substances are very unlikely to be patented, number one. Number two, no one is going to pay for it. Not at all, because of that. All right. So, just because vitamin C cannot be patented, vitamin D cannot be patented, just because natural stuff can be patented, they will never be FDA approved. So to say, I won't take a drug because it's not FDA approval, it's not a good thing. Natural remedies are not FDA approved, and they're good for you. Myth number two, physicians cure patients. In medicine today, physicians do not cure patients. We physicians place Band-Aids on our patients. If a patient has depression at 15, hypothyroidism at 18, and hypertension at 20, he or she will be on medication for the rest of their life. Additionally, the patient will be on multiple medications till they die. There's no incentive to cure the patient and get him or her off medications. The drug companies, whose sole purpose is to sell drugs, have no incentive to get you off your medication. Physicians get most of their CMEs, that's continuing medical education, from the drug companies. They're indoctrinated into the world of drug companies. Natural cures are ignored. Even though most synthetic drugs are based on natural remedies, natural cures are inexpensive and does not provide enough profit to the drug companies. For the physician, it's simpler to write a prescription than to search for the cure. To search for the cure requires precious time from the physician, additional payments from the insurance companies, testing, additional doctor visits, and less profit to the drug companies. The patients have gotten used to the prescription. Most patients have been brainwashed into thinking they are not sick. They think as long as their medical condition is controlled by their prescription, they do not have a medical problem. In my practice, I stopped asking if my patient has any medical condition. I simply ask, what medicines are you on? That's correct, because patients nowadays, they don't think they're sick. If they're on high blood pressure medicine, they say, oh, I don't have any medical problems. Well, why are you on blood pressure medicine? Oh, but it's controlled with the blood pressure. Yes, guess what? If you stop taking the blood pressure medicine, you will have a problem. So physicians do not cure people. They put bands on. And that's the way the drug company wants it. Now, to make matters worse, natural remedies are the things that we all used to have. You know, animals, normally, when they don't feel well, they go and eat an herb or they lick a certain rock and they cure themselves naturally because they have instinct in them. Man has lost our instincts. So instead, what we do is we go out and we ask our doctors about natural things. Doc, what vitamins should I take? The doc looks at them and says, well, take a one-a-day vitamin. A one-a-day vitamin. Well, guess what? If you are a company and you're going to put out a vitamin on the shelf that anyone can take, sick, healthy, tall, skinny, small, big, old, young can take, would you want to put anything in there that can possibly cause them to have a heart attack, i.e. too much magnesium, or maybe to have them to get an allergic reaction or get sick for whatever reason? No, you're not going to put anything in there that could possibly cause problems. So therefore, you're not going to put a lot of anything in that over-the-counter medicine. So in that one-a-day vitamin or whatever it is that you're going to take, that multivitamin, there's a minimal amount of each vitamin in there because they're not geared for sick people. They're geared for the healthy people who really don't really need it. So you're going to have a very small amount of calcium in it, a very small amount of phosphorus, a very small amount of magnesium, small amount of zinc, because the drug because the company that made the vitamin do not want the possibility that there will be a side effect or a medical problem, God forbid, a debt from it. So when you go out there and you take that multivitamin because your doctor recommends it, guess what? You probably need 2 or 3 of that multivitamin. Better yet, you probably need to be tested to see what your levels are so you can actually replace the low ones and not take more of the high, of the ones which are elevated. That's correct. That is the best way to, I tell people all the time, is this. To know where you're going, you got to know where you are. Well, if you don't get tested, if you don't have your micronutrient testing, you won't know what your body needs. That is correct. So as it is, the drug company has no interest in curing you. They're interested in you taking the medicine. They try to keep you as healthy so that you can take the medicines for as long as possible. And they hope that you will take it 50, 60 years before you stop. And usually after the 20 years of a patent, the drug company always has a new drug which is bigger and better than the previous one that they had, so that they can go 20-year patent to another 20-year patent to a third 20-year patent, because that's how it works. When one patent is about to enter, it goes over the counter and a new drug comes in that takes its place. And that's what the function is. So yes, drug companies, doctors do not cure patients. We put band-aids on them. We don't look for the cause. And if we don't look for the cause, we cannot find the cause. And if you cannot find the cause, you cannot treat the patient. Myth number 3 today. Antacids and H2 blockers are good for you. The number 2 selling drugs out there are antacids or H2 blockers. The purpose of these drugs are to reduce the acidity in your stomach. I want you to understand something. The function of your stomach is twofold. Number 1 is to break down proteins that you eat into amino acids. Number two, to sterilize your food. Those are the two functions of your stomach. If you take antacids or H2 blockers, you are decreasing the acid in your stomach, and therefore you are preventing the stomach from doing its two primary functions. Now, why do you get heartburn? Well, normally, if you have a strong acid in your stomach, your stomach acid will digest the protein meal you eat within an hour. That's right. You know, I always tell people my hand is a protein meal for an alligator. That's right. It's a protein meal for an alligator. If he chops it off, he gets protein. But you know, if I take a strong acid and I drop it on my hand, it will make a hole through my hand. If I drop a weak acid on my hand, it will make my hand red. Well, your stomach only secretes acid when there's food in the stomach. All right. So if you have food in your stomach acid will secrete it. If you have a strong stomach acid, within an hour, it will be digested and emptied, and the acid secretion will stop. When you have a weak acid and you eat your dinner at 5 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, there's still food in your stomach because the acid is weak. So your stomach's been secreting acid for 5 hours. When you go to lie down, you have lost the effect of gravity. And therefore, the acid that's mixed with the food in your stomach comes into your esophagus. That's a tube that runs between your mouth and your stomach. That wall is not protected from acid. And so you get an acid burn called heartburn. It's no different from dropping an acid on your hand. It will hurt. Well, an acid dropped in your esophagus will cause pain. So for those of you who have lower stomach acid because you take Zantac or Tagamet or Pepcid or any antacid, your stomach is secreting acid the entire 5-6 hours that the food is still in there. And so at 10 o'clock at night, you have heartburn because there's still food in your stomach. Had you had a strong acid, that food would have been digested by 6 o'clock and gone from your system. Now, the second function of your strong acid is to sterilize your food. Now, when you eat fruits and vegetables, under foods, there is a lot of bacteria, viruses, funguses, pesticides. Normally, when you have a strong acid in your stomach, that strong acid destroys the pesticide, kills the bacteria, viruses, and funguses. Normally, that's what happens. When the acid is decreased in your stomach, some of the bacteria, viruses, and fungus gets through your stomach into your intestines. And some of the pesticides does not get digested and gets into your intestine. And so you have undigested food particles in your intestines, bacteria, minerals, and those things in there. So now, what ends up happening is because you have all those unwanted pathogens in your intestines, they cause a problem. Normally, you have something called normal flora. Those are the bacteria that you, your body, and you have a symbiotic relationship with. We feed the natural flora, they eat it up, and they spill out minerals and vitamins, which our intestines then absorbs into our body. Well, when your stomach acid is weak and you have bacteria and virus and fungus in the intestines that does not belong there, we do not feed them. They're not our friends. The first thing they do is attack our normal flora. When they do that, the minerals and vitamins which were provided by those normal flora is gone, number one. Number two, because they're not friendly, they attack our cells that line our intestines, causing you to have what you call leaky gut, which is a little holes in your intestines, because you have to look at your intestinal lining as a fence around your body. And every so often, when one of those intestinal lining cells gets killed by the bad bacteria, that creates a hole, and the bacteria, undigested food particles, pesticides all get into your yard and cause problems. They can lead to things like leaky gut, which can lead to autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases are things like Hashimoto's thyroiditis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain. Those are all autoimmune diseases. So when you think about taking those antacids, those Pepcid, those Tagmet, think carefully. You are stopping the body from doing its normal function. Rather than that, you can take something called betaine HCL, which you can get from Whole Foods, or you can get digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes actually help the stomach digest the foods better, and so it can, so you don't have the bad bacteria and viruses and funguses that can go into your intestines and cause a problem. Well, this is the end of our show. I want to thank you all for listening in. Next week we'll have another show on another topic, but our goal always is to help you grow younger and healthier by optimizing your nutrition, your exercise, and reminding you that your tools for your bodies are vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. Nothing happens in your body without these things. And of course, optimizing your hormones is critical also. Thank you all very much.